Here we are, end of the fourth week. Things are getting quite serious for Jesus and therefore for us, for the church, as we get further into the Lenten season. Once we start the fifth week of Lent, in many places the images in the churches will be covered by purple cloth. I don't know in the parishes. But a sign that we're getting closer and closer to the culmination of this pilgrimage. In today's gospel, oddly enough, Jesus is not even present. It's just the people talking about Jesus. The people in Jerusalem, it's just the talk of the day. Here's this guy from Galilee. I think he's the prophet. Someone says, well, I think he's the Christ. Someone says, I don't think he's either one. I think he's just a fake, because the Christ, the Messiah, has to come from Bethlehem. And then on and on. And it says a division occurred in the crowd because of him. I don't know if anybody thought about asking him, which would be the obvious solution. If you want to know the truth, well, you go to the source and you find out the truth. But this tendency to just talk and talk without actually coming to a truthful conclusion is not limited to the gospel. This happens all the time in our own day. In fact, it seems to happen more with the spread of social media. Lots and lots of talk, lots and lots of opinions. I don't know how much of it's true. It seems like a lot of it is not. And then with the spread of fake news, we don't even know who to trust. But in this case, there's no social media. You go to the person who knows and asks, well, okay, Jesus, are you from Bethlehem? Or why does it say that the Messiah has to come from Bethlehem? I don't know if anyone ever asked him that. It's not recorded in the Bible. I don't know if anyone ever asked Mary about that. She'd be the obvious one to ask. I mean, she would know where Jesus was born. Now, we know that Mary did tell people about it, because it's recorded in Matthew and in Luke that the birth of Jesus was in Bethlehem. But during Jesus' public life, I don't know if anybody bothered to ask him or her about that. So you see what's happening here. Speculation, gossip, opinions. The Pharisees, they've already come to a conclusion. They're not asking. They already know they don't like this preacher from Galilee. They're out to kill him. Well, this tells us something about human nature, doesn't it? It's really true that we tend to cling to our own ideas, our own opinions, very strongly. We can even form very strong prejudices and resist the truth. What typically happens when people, and the reason why people don't ask God for the answer, it happens this way. When people are experiencing blessings, that things are going very well for them, well, then they feel like they don't need God. They don't have to ask God anything. They're fine. And then when something goes wrong, or it seems that suffering has entered into someone's life, people take one of two directions. Either they get angry at God for letting that happen, and then they don't want to talk to him, or they blame him, or in the positive sense, they say, well, they humble themselves and come before God because they know they're in need. Suffering very often does bring people closer to God. When we pondered the parable of the prodigal last Sunday, when the prodigal got all the money, he left the father's house. That's an example of somebody who has blessings. You take the blessings and just walk off with them and never give thanks to the one who gave them, never pay any attention to God, the giver, until everything goes wrong, and then you realize, oh, I can't live like that anymore. The prodigal in that parable, remember, he said, oh, I guess I should go back. Not because he thought he would be welcome, but because he was looking for a job. So you see how the natural tendency is not to go to God. And the older son was another example of it. He was waiting for the father to do something more, even though the father said, everything I have is yours. The older son had another judgment against God, against the father, I'm sorry. But I'm just saying, these two sons, they show us how we tend to operate. And the people in the crowd in today's gospel are doing the same thing. They're not really looking for the truth. They want what they want. And that's why there's division. There's division because everybody wants what he wants. Everybody thinks what he thinks. You know how division, the only real way division can be overcome? Truth in love. Truth in love. That's the source of unity because that's God. God is love. God is truth. And when he reveals himself, he reveals truth in love. And that's what Jesus came to give us. The love of God and truth about God. But nobody's asking him. Now, we have to, still reflecting on human nature, we have to understand that people did ask Jesus questions. And that's not rare in the gospel. They did ask him questions. And very often he turned the questions back onto the questioner. We see this happening all the time. And at some point, they were afraid to ask him any more questions because every time they asked him a question, they were put on the spot. Are you going to believe or not? We'll see this in Holy Week when Herod and Pontius Pilate, they asked Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? Are you the king of the Jews? Good question, right? Good question. They're asking the very question that should have been asked in today's gospel. And Jesus says, well, are you saying it or are others saying it? As if to say, why should I give you an answer if I don't think that you're willing to accept the truth in love? If your heart is hardened, why should I give you an answer? And that's a very intimidating thing. That's a difficult experience to put up with. When we turn to God, when we're humble enough and faithful enough to turn to God, and then he puts us on the spot and says, well, what about you? Well, we don't like that. So then we stop turning to him. Someone was telling me a story the other day about St. Faustina, you know, the Apostle of Divine Mercy. She has a long diary about her experiences with God. And at some point, she was walking to see one of the other sisters in the convent, and she knew that Jesus was waiting there to talk to her, but she didn't want him to interrupt her. And, you know, sometimes you see this in the lives of the mystics. They're human too. And they have an agenda too sometimes, and she didn't want Jesus to interrupt her. Of course he did. And she had to humble herself and say she was sorry that she wasn't that quick to listen to Jesus. So no, this is St. Faustina. So imagine if saints do things like that, what do we do? We very often do not listen. We do not seek the truth. We have our own idea of what to do. Well, what happens when we do that is that we miss the gift. This is what this gospel keeps displaying for us. Division happens, misunderstandings happen, judgments happen. The guards in this gospel are among the most truthful. It doesn't say they have faith, but they heard Jesus speaking. And their conclusion is, never before has anyone spoken like this man. They're not saying they believe it, they know he's the Messiah. They just say, we've never experienced anything like this. This is something new to us. And we have to acknowledge it. That's a good, honest starting point. When we're talking about Jesus, we're not talking about someone who's just like anybody else. We're talking about a unique person. A special voice. We're talking about truth himself. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We're talking about the incarnate Word of the Father. So he's not like anybody else. If you want to know the truth about some politician or the truth about some movie star or even truth about the neighbors, well, you could probably find out if you dig hard enough. And you find out, well, they're maybe good people, maybe bad, maybe, like most people, a little mixture of both. But when we want to find out the truth about Jesus Christ, we go to the scriptures, we go to the church, and we find out this one, he's not the prophet. He's not just one of the prophets. He is the Son of the Father, the eternal Son of the Father. He's the only absolutely trustworthy word that we have, because he is true. He is love. Well, this is the one that we're following, and we know that he is going to be more and more strongly opposed in the next 2 weeks. Tomorrow, you looked ahead already to tomorrow's gospel. Jesus with the woman caught in adultery. They ask Jesus a question, right? What to do with this woman? What to do? They don't care about the woman, and they don't want the truth, and they certainly don't have any love. So Jesus doesn't give them any answer, just writes them on the ground. Anyway, you'll see that tomorrow, or you'll ponder it when you have a pondering group today. But the point is, Jesus is the right one to go to for truth, and the right one to go to for love. He doesn't condemn, but he doesn't leave us in our sin. He's come to free us from sin. So let's not live in division or in confusion or in judgment or in prejudice or in hostility to one another or in a fear of finding out the truth. Let us run to Jesus. Now, today is First Saturday. So we turn to Mary, because Mary is the one who shows us the way to the truth, the way to her Son. Mary is a very reliable guide. You could ask Mary where Jesus was born, and she would say, born in Bethlehem. You could ask Mary, who is your Son? And she would say, he's the truth. He's life. He's the way. He's the eternal Son of the Father. She would tell us the exact answer that the church believes. So that's what we do when we honor Mary. We open our hearts to what she reveals to us about Jesus Christ. She doesn't want us to live in this condition that we read about in today's gospel. She wants us to know the way, the truth, and the life, as she does. So when we turn to Mary, we can be sure that she's guiding us to the source that we really long for. Okay, so that's our situation as we reach the end of the fourth week of Lent. Let us continue the journey. Continue the pilgrimage of hope, continue the search for truth, search for love, knowing that we find truth and love in Jesus Christ.